looks like motor oil on the brain. I'm Pat Farnak with a WCBS Health and Well-Being Report, sponsored by Valley Health System, enhancing the health and well-being of Northern New Jersey. Renowned neurosurgeon Dr. Philip Stieg at Weill Cornell Brain and Spine describes what happens when a person has a subdural hematoma.
As a result of the bleeding, the brain and surrounding tissue forms a kind of a membrane, and it secretes a fluid. It looks like motor oil, actually.
Now there's a new way to treat it.
Yeah, we're really excited about this. Dr. Jared Knopman had this novel idea.
Dr. Knopman devised a minimally invasive way.
We make a small little puncture site in the groin, feed a little rubber tube up into the artery that feeds these membranes to basically plug up the vessel. And we found that it's 92% successful.
The entire interview at WCBS880.com/health. I'm Pat Farnak, WCBS News Radio 880.